Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Fishlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Roy Smith. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Thornton moves to second. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is called out on strikes. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and has Bando trapped. There's the throw to Cruz, who tags Bando for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Bando and he is out, Bernazard applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher can't make a play. That's a base hit. Towards short. Fletcher picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Fletcher. Castillo moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Law settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Fishlin hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Butler steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to third. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Luzinski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher strikes out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Smith. Law moves to second. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz bunts towards the mound. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Law moves to third. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Castillo who is chasing the ball. Law reaches third base with a triple. Law scores. Cruz goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fishlin misplays the ball. That's an error on Fishlin. Law scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Neil Heaton now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Bando and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Heaton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thornton moves to third. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thornton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jacoby. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Cruz applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Heaton covering, for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Fishlin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fishlin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Nelson now pitching. Mike Hargrove pinch hits for Pat Tabler. Mark Hill now catching. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. George Vukovic pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Jacoby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hargrove now playing first base. George Vukovic now playing right field. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Bando settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Bando. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hall strikes out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard pinch hits for Mike Fishlin. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.